Good morning and welcome.
Benvenuti!
Thank you for tuning in and joining us. I know it's been a while, and through no fault but our own, this is our first podcast in probably a solid 3 months.
I know. Welcome back, everyone. We've been gone, we've been busy, but we're back.
We're back, we're snowed in. We have about 2 feet, probably a foot and a half of snow on the ground right now. The drive...
But back it up. Today is Tuesday. We've been snowed into our house since Thursday.
Today is Tuesday, the 25th of January.
I don't know about you, but I have never lived somewhere where I've been seriously snowed in.
Neither have I. I'm a California boy, baby.
I know. And we had to yesterday shovel tons of snow just around the walkways. And the driveway is still completely snowed in.
We're waiting for Walter, our wonderful neighbor, with his tractor and snowplow to come and plow the... 150 yards of drive that we have that has now turned from fluffy, heavy snow to ice.
And just down the road from us, they've got like over 2 meters.
On the pass from Apecchio.
So what is that, like 4 or 5 feet?
No, 2 meters is over 6 feet.
Holy moly.
You're excellent with the conversion.
That is true.
Let me tell you, if you ever need a metric to standard conversion, email Ashley.
I'll round up.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, why no podcast? Why have we slacked on the podcast for the last 3+ months? Well, I'll be very honest with you. Fear. Too many of you people started listening to our podcast, and Jason got scared. I don't know why. There's something about talking into the stupid machine when you think no one's listening, and then when you have to buy bandwidth to keep up with the amount of people downloading it, and you see the actual people.
Pleasantly surprised, but
yes,
definitely
scary, scary, very scary. So,
but we've decided to go head on.
I'm going to quit being a wanker. We're going to suck it up, and we are going to do our podcasts beginning of every week, Monday or Tuesday.
I think.
We'll have it on iTunes by Wednesday.
That's the hardest part for us as well out here, because we do not have
internet.
So we have to then go into town, and we feel like sometimes we post it a few days too late, so...
And a lot of this stuff's time sensitive, like the...
Festivals, I know, holidays.
Yeah, that's true. But...
Huge spider, by the way.
That is a huge spider.
Okay.
Anyway, whatever, we're regressing. Winter happenings. So, we just came through all the holidays, of course, and there's a couple things that we wanted to talk about that are our favorite part of Italy during the holidays and after the holidays.
So, we got to be in the nativity scene. Now, normally, the birth of Jesus would start Christmas, but due to rain delay, Jesus was born a week late in Piobico.
On the 2nd of January?
Yes, it was just a bit too cold out here.
And what do you call a living nativity scene in Italy?
Presepe vivente. I hope I pronounced that right. And living nativity scene. And it was wonderful. There was over 200 Piobicese, people from Piobico. And we were all dressed up in period costumes from the Jesus time in Bethlehem. And we reenacted scenes in old cellars and cantinas and along the streets in the old part of town. And it was really cool. It was just, for me, the fun part of just being part of the community. Instead of just shopping like crazy for the holidays and whatnot, it was a nice way to
We were paper makers.
We were paper makers. We didn't know what we were doing.
Oh, and why?
I almost got kicked out.
Yes. Why did? Please tell the story of how you. How we'll probably not be asked back to
possibly
next year.
Upon reading the brochure or the program at the end of the evening, as I did, it says very bold-faced. Please visit this with respectful silence. Well, those are not words in my vocabulary. Yes, I grew up going to Catholic school and understand going to church and being quiet. However, if I'm placed in a city square, there's no way of keeping my mouth closed. So anyone who would come by our little stall, I would yak it up with, hey, you know what we're doing? Paper makers. Oh, hey, what's going on? I'd whistle at people and whatnot. Finally, one guy... a group comes over to the door. And someone goes, what are you doing? And I said, paper makers. And another person in his group snapped, you're supposed to be quiet. You're not supposed to talk. And I think he ratted me out. He dined.
No, I don't dine.
So, I don't know. I might not be an ass quick. But we got a crowd. We got some buzz around our door. That's for sure.
I think because people just didn't know what we were doing.
We made it international.
So the nativity, being part of the Presepe Vivante was great. Hopefully we'll get to do it every year, even if I have to leave someone at home and just go solo next year. Jason, you're very much invited. Just, if you could leave your wife at home. She's welcome to visit with everyone else. also, Tumbala. Tumbala is a huge part of the Christmas holiday season. Tumbala is bingo, except it's played a little bit differently. Instead of calling out the, like we would call in the States, B21 or whatever, they just call the numbers, and it's number 1 through 90.
99.
No, 90.
I think it's 99.
I bet you it's 90.
I think it's 99.
All right.
Okay. Well, shoot, you might be right.
I am right. it's 1 through 90, and they just call out the numbers, and you can win different prizes.
Okay, and we went for town.
We went to the...
like, everyone plays this at home. Like,
at home. You play it with, with the people at your Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve or whatever. Whenever you have a group of people around the holidays over, you play Tumbala.
But then it also, you play it for town. For like a...
The Pro Loco. Or the
Comune. Support the Comune. And we went in Piobico, they did it twice, and there was like 300 some people.
There was a good, it was a strong turnout.
It was a ton. All ages. And I had no idea how people digress, I guess, when you play bingo. I was sitting next to the mayor. Would shout out Tumbala, like
when he didn't have it,
like shouting out bingo when he didn't have it. People would, because they would do it for different prizes, like the top three.
You can, if you get the first person to get three numbers in one row,
five numbers
in a row, there's different prizes. Top prize was usually a whole prosciutto,
and upon receiving this at the table, because someone on our table did win. Tumbala, they bring a huge whole prosciutto on a rack and just smack it down right there for her. And I started cracking up and I said, oh, only in Italy. And they look at me and like, why would you only get a prosciutto in Italy? And I was just cracking up because I thought, if you win bingo in the States, maybe you win some movie passes, some money, I don't know, a microwave, but no one is winning a how many pound piece of leg meat.
It's huge. I don't know.
It's just funny to see it slapped out.
It's got to be 20 pounds of pork leg.
Congratulations. All right, continue. What else? Oh, but we did get to play a ton of bingo.
I am awesome.
Jason is really good.
I'm ruthless. Lava Fun. So the 6th of January, or for Epiphany, there's a huge festival in the nearby town of Urbana, the home of La Befana. La Befana is a witch that comes on the night of the 6th, and she puts candy and presents in the good kids for the good kids, and leaves coal in the shoes of the bad kids. And then she cleans your house.
And you leave her a little food and wine.
Yeah, food and wine. And she comes on her witch's broom, and she cleans your house after she leaves.
Uh-huh.
And there's a huge midwinter festival in this town, Urbana, and it's great, and people turn out, and everyone dresses like fat old witches. Even the men, and it's just a great time. It's one of the first things that sold us on this area. The first time we really came to Urbana was for the
La Befana Festival. Yeah, we totally stumbled upon it. We had no idea.
And we were driving through on our way to
Cali. We were staying in Cali.
That's right. And we coming through Urbana, and there's thousands of cars on the side of the road, all surrounding the town. We're like, well, obviously something.
Pull over. We gotta check it out.
We must look at see what's going on.
I told this story.
Have we?
Anyway, it's a good festival. Good time. Good eats. And we never miss it. Other things going on this winter? We're doing language lessons.
We're doing two. We're teaching English and taking Italian. So Monday nights, we teach English for three to six.
Yeah, 3 to 6, I guess.
Different people about our age in their mid-20s, late 30s.
Yeah.
We do that here at the house. And then Tuesday evenings, we have our Italian language classes.
It's really fun, though. both sets of classes, because it's fun to meet some other people. Casey, they work for the Pro Loco, so it's great because their English helps when guests come to town to visit, but they also speak phenomenal English. Like, one guy was saying that righteous indignation.
Yeah, it's great.
I thought, oh my god, if I could put a sentence together like that in Italian, I would be so happy. I mean, I could converse and all of that and tell jokes, but I definitely can't articulate myself using righteous indignation, can you?
Or can you imagine? All the time.
That's true, you do.
I use it all
the time. And then in my English classes, I teach phrases like, you've been 86'd, so it's a little unorthodox, that's for sure. But by the end of class, so Giorgio is saying to Ilaria, 86! You 86! Because they don't quite I haven't quite explained the meaning to the fullest of my ability.
To the fullest of your ability.
How to say to get 86 from a bar. And, it's just kind of funny. What else?
So we
86. You 86.
We touched on the snow. We've really had a pretty mild winter. We had a couple of snowstorms in December.
Well, we went away in November to Sicily.
Yeah.
And it was cold when we left.
Here, but warm there. And then when we came back, it was quite mild. It was not bad.
Killed some chickens.
We still have
we have 8 hens and 1 rooster. And they have all survived because they have worked overtime producing eggs.
They still produce eggs, so they live.
They received a stay of execution due to their hard work. And unbelievably, we are still getting with 8 hens and 1 rooster. 5 eggs a day. That's pretty freaking good. Let's see, where else did we go? We went to Napoli. Is there anything you'd like to talk about Sicily? Or maybe we should do that at other times.
Well, we can do a whole Sicily segment. But that's Sicily's true. Great if you guys are coming to Italy and you're going to be down in the Napoli, Amalfi, just go to Sicily. Super cheap to go to, and the Sicilians are great, and the food is awesome, the fish is incredible, and I'm sure if you went in season, there's a ton to do. We went in late November, and all the tourist attractions were kind of taking their, like we were, since the season was done, so a lot of the boat stuff and the sightseeing on the water things were kind of closed for the season. But
we did get to see, the Valley of the Temples.
Yeah, we went to Agrigento and saw the Valley of the Temples, where the Greek temples are awesome.
Have you ever seen anything older in your life?
No.
I don't think I have.
And Etna, Mount Etna, active volcano, is worth the climb up to the top. It was great.
It's cool because you just see her steaming all the time. And from different angles, we drove all the way around. We got to, so you could see like 3 or 4 different holes. And it was really cool, Etna, and driving up and seeing the lava flow rivers. And
I do have to say, pistachios, there's a famous town called Bronte.
Overrated.
Called Bronte, Bronte. Where they have pistachios. They're very famous for their pistachios. So we drive to Bronte, buy their very expensive, overpriced pistachios, and I have to say that I think that they're overrated.
Okay, it's hysterical because, side note, we went there for Dr. Gaji. Many of you know the Gajster.
Loves pistachios.
Oh, you're going to be in a... Not that he sounds like that at all.
you're going to be near Bronte.
He's got a New York accent. You're going to be near Bronte. Go and get these pistachios. Buono, buono. So we go all the way there. We find, this special artisan producer. We bring tons of kilos back because Jason then thinks these must be gold.
We never tried them.
Never tried them. It ends up that...
We all sit down to the table when we come back. We're with Gaji.
And they're all not Natarale.
Yep, we have some white wine. And I'm like, oh, here, let's open these. Here's a kilo for you. And let's have some.
And we probably drove a couple hours round trip out of it.
Whatever.
Anyway, he has a few bites.
We all eating them. And we all look at each other and go...
But he goes... Gaji looks up and he goes, I like the ones from California better.
Pissed myself.
It was so funny. We thought you son of a bitch. We drove all over the place to
You like the ones from California.
And all
better.
He could say before we went to Sicily, oh, Bronte, Bronte, Bronte.
But he's right. They're not. They're very nice, but they're not.
I like those from California.
I like the ones from California better.
That's a good country story. We went to Napoli.
Mm-hmm. Another great place to go if you like a dirty, crazy city like in New York or a Paris, then Napoli is right up your alley. The Napoletani are, again, great, great people.
It helps a lot if you speak a little English and have a smile on your face when you're trying.
Italian.
Oh, I'm sorry. What am I doing? Yes, Italian.
If you can just fumble through a little of Italian and have a smile on your face. And, you know, there's a lot of bad stories about Napoli. It's just like any other city. You know, whether you're in Chicago or L.A. or New York or wherever, you know where you should go and where you shouldn't go and what time of day you should do it. And just be smart. And it's fine.
You can have a great time. And, yes, the locals are fantastic. We had awesome pizza. The garbage was interesting because I was really curious what the garbage situation would be like. And on the outskirts of town...
Huge, huge mountains of garbage on the outskirts. City
just
center?
Just lining the streets, like the side of the streets. I was like, oh my god, I gotta take pictures! And Jason's like, whoa, it's garbage, relax.
But then,
in the historic city center...
Nothing.
Nothing.
Which is so, kind of what you would expect.
Yes. Right? Oh my god, is that the tractor? No.
No, it's a plane.
We're waiting for,
like we said, our neighbor Walter to come with his tractor and plow so we can finally get the car out today.
What else do we have going on that you wanted to speak about? Okay, you talked about the classes.
Yep.
Okay, should we talk about segments?
Yep, we would like some feedback from our listeners, for a few segments that we're going to do every week. So,
because we are big podcast listeners and we listen to a ton of like comedy ones and
current events and news. And,
yeah, and it's nice to have it broken down into segments and times, or at least a few different games or something like that. So we want to know from you guys what you want to hear. Do you want to hear like a word of the week, or is that kind of stupid and cliche?
Yeah, because you know, a word, you really won't use it in your daily life, most of you.
Or we could do it, like, really irreverent and funny, and just to make you laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, recipe of the week.
Only in Italy, a funny story about something that would only happen here in Italy, something crazy or off the wall.
We'll finish this podcast with an example of that.
Or rip off some other podcast's segments. One podcast we listen to does an overheard where people text in there what they overheard someone saying in some situation that was funny or interesting. I don't know. But shoot us an email and we'll...
info@latavolamarche.com.
Yep, spell that.
Info, I-N-F-O, at... LATAVOLAMARCHE.com.
There you go. Yes.
And keep checking out the blog, and we've been putting a ton more recipes up. We've been working on a huge recipe project this winter, and what else was I going to say?
I don't know. Right. Well, blog. What's the blog address?
Oh, just latavolamarche.blogspot.com. And we also are on Facebook and all of that as well. And so follow us and spread the word for sure.
Yep, and retweet the blog if you or the podcast if you really like it. Also, what's up with like? Why does everyone say come and like me or like what? I don't understand that.
You're so unhip.
Like us. Come on, man. Just click a like. Click a like. Is that what
that's
you say?
Like, no, it's like when you say, oh, what's these youngsters texting in the cities?
What does click a like mean?
I don't
click
know.
Click on like?
Let's continue on.
All right, sorry.
So, we will continue to tell you our stories on how we moved as well. Because I think a lot of people want to know how you actually move.
How we got from New York to the Italian countryside.
Because we talked a little bit about the visa process before.
Well, let's save for another podcast because we're almost at 20 minutes.
All right.
And we want to bring her home and end strong.
All right. I wanted to tell a funny story. So this would go under the segment of Only in Italy.
Yes.
about the pharmacy. So I had a toothache. I've always got like these tooth problems. And I had to go to the dentist. I had to go to the pharmacy to get some pain medicine for my tooth. So I'm waiting in line at the pharmacy. And there's like one woman in front of me. And then being helped. And then there's one other woman in front of me in line. And she is the woman who runs Cafe Del Corso, like kind of the main coffee shop in Piobico. So she goes, oh, hey, what's going on? And she goes, so what are you in line for? And I said, oh, my tooth hurts, this and that. She was like, yeah, I've got some, like, blood pressure medicine. I need to get, like, two prescriptions. And I was like, okay, all right. But, you know, I don't know. You don't really talk much at the line of the pharmacy. So I start minding my own business and just kind of looking around. And then in walks another woman and then another one right behind her. So there's four of us in line. And the woman from the Cafe Del Corso turns to the people behind us and says, what are you in line for? What are your, they call it prescription.
Recipes.
What are your prescriptions for? And she starts saying, oh, you know, I got two blood pressure medicines I'm waiting to get. This girl right here, she's got a bad tooth. She's like waiting to get her tooth medicine. The woman in line's been there forever. And I just had never been in line at the pharmacy when everyone is telling each other what the other people in front of them are getting.
And talking about physical ailments, how much they love to talk about.
They love to talk about the physical ailments.
Let you know exactly what's going on. Oh, yeah, my bunion on my foot is...
Yes, and the fever and all of that. But it was just hysterical, because all of a sudden I hear her say, yeah, oh, that girl right up there, yeah, she's got a tooth problem, that's why she's here in the line. And I just thought, oh my god, what if there was something a bit more personal? But to me, that is only in Italy, because you don't talk to people in line at Bartell Drugs, do you?
No, if you're going to retell that story, you have to punch up the end.
All right, I'm sorry, we've been talking for so long, I've...
Punch it up. Oh my god, the cats all go in on the 5th of February for sterilization. Everyone. The cat party is over.
Yep.
We're done.
How would you like to take the podcast home?
Tell everyone that thank you very much for listening to us, and we will be much, much more diligent on putting out a weekly podcast. If you're interested. If not... Don't listen, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And from beautiful white Piobico, freezing cold, stuck inside for the last 4 days.
Tubi Gelati,
frozen pipes this morning. We will talk to you next time. Thank you very much for listening.
Arrivederci.
Hope to see you soon. Ciao.